This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's been a lonely fall semester on college campuses, and it's not over yet. So some local students are trying to make the most of an unusual Thanksgiving break without bending campus safety rules. WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
Boston College freshman Charlie Prest will have to put a family tradition on hold this year.
My mom and I have run the turkey trot like every year for the past 8 years.
But this has been a season of disruption. Prest has spent 24 days, nearly a third of his fall semester, in quarantine, mostly in a motel room, after twice being exposed to someone who'd tested positive for the coronavirus.
The way that you get food is you order off of a mobile app 24 hours in advance, and they knock on your door and drop a bag off. So you really don't see anyone for a long time.
After all that isolation, the thought of heading home to Minneapolis was tempting. But under BC policy, students who leave the state for Thanksgiving will have to stay off campus until January, and Prest has already missed too much. His family has been encouraging.
My mom actually was one of the people that pushed me to stay and try and get as much first-year experience as possible.
So, Prest will spend the break with family friends in Essex and be back on an emptier campus by Friday night. He plans to run a remote 5K to keep that tradition going. Up Commonwealth Ave at Boston University, students can leave the state for the holiday, provided that they isolate for 7 days and test negative 3 times when they return. About a quarter of BU students plan to do just that. But not Liam Brackney, a junior from Atlanta, Georgia.
I am very homesick. It's definitely going to be hard to have to Zoom my family for Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll probably break the ice with, hey, can you pass the salt?
Brackney says he couldn't go home knowing that caseloads are climbing nationally. So he'll follow BU's advice and stay, while setting aside time for a remote Friendsgiving on Friday.
So far, I don't think anyone is necessarily cooking. I'm probably just going to order food, maybe some Chipotle.
8 or 10 old friends will log on from as far away as California. But Brackney also made room for new ones. He got the group's permission to invite in any fellow terrier looking for company on the holiday weekend.
I'm big on holidays and togetherness during the holidays, so I wanted to open it up to those that didn't really have anyone, because the semester has been rather eventful and rather depressing.
So far, just 2 classmates have RSVP'd, but when the gathering is virtual, there's always room for more. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.